Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Thank you once again for tuning in to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. It is March, Women's History Month. This month we celebrate women's history. And I will salute some women who made amazing contributions to our way of life that may not be familiar to many. I know when I discovered one of the inventions of one of the ladies I will discuss, I was both surprised and amazed and impressed, to say the very least. I mean, when you hear this, this is going to blow your mind. She was so far ahead of her time and just an amazing invention. But before I go any further, I have a question for you, in particular for the ladies. It matters to the men, but since it's Women's History Month, it's particularly to the ladies. Actually, I have a few. The first is this. Who would you be if you weren't afraid to be who you really are? Could the world we live in be greatly improved by the ideas that dance in your head and keep you awake at night? Have you ever shared your thoughts, your grandest dreams of what you wanted to become, only to have it mocked and laughed at? Have you ever tried to let your dreams die, only to have them haunt you night after night after night? I'm going to tell you something right now that could change the course of your life forever. But if you don't want your life to change, I suggest you fast forward past this part. You see, the reason dreams keep calling, even though people laughed and mocked at your dreams and you even tried to let them die, is this little known truth. You don't choose your dreams. No, you don't. Your dreams choose you. What you need is a safe place to talk about the ideas that won't leave you alone, and so you can find out how to bring your dreams to reality. Are you ready? If you are, call or text 248-494 2536 and leave the message, "My dream is calling." No, I'm not giving you a website. I'm not giving you an email address. I'm not giving you social media. I'm giving you a phone number. You can either call or you can text. Because by this means, I will determine the level of your commitment to your dream. I'd love to talk to you about bringing your ideas to fruition. Now let's go to the salutes to Women's History Month. After that, I'll be back with some final thoughts for this episode. So please stay tuned, and thank you once again for tuning in to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. We as Black African Americans have used our God-given genius to improve the quality of everyday life for people throughout the world, socially and domestically. Today, we celebrate the domestic genius of our people, the inventors and innovators. Marie Van Britten Brown, born October 30th, 1922, died February 2nd, 1999. She invented the home security system, patent number 3482037, in 1966, along with her husband, Albert Brown. The patent was granted in 1969. Brown was born in Queens, New York. She died there at age 76. Brown's system had a set of four peepholes and a camera that could slide up and down to look at each one. Anything and everything the camera picked up would appear on a monitor. Also, a resident could unlatch the door by remote control. The system included a device that enabled a homeowner to use a television set to view the person at the door and hear the caller's voice. Now that's innovation. We salute Marie Van Britten Brown. On February 1st, 1965, Ruby Dee was the first African-American actress to play a major role at the American Shakespeare Festival in Stratford, Connecticut. Ruby was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and was raised in Harlem, where she eventually built a legendary career on Broadway. She once said, "God, make me so uncomfortable that I will do the very thing I fear." Dee's statement can be best described as a believer's cry of confidence and is reflected in Psalm 16:8. "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved." It is that same cry of confidence that catapulted Dee and her late husband of 56 years, Ossie Davis, into becoming civil rights activists as well as artistic performers. In fact, their tireless work as civil rights activists resulted in her recognition for a Lifetime Achievement Freedom Award by the National Civil Rights Museum alongside her husband. The actress, whose Oscar-nominated and Emmy Award-winning career spanned over seven decades, told AP in 2001, "I think you mustn't tell your body. You mustn't tell your soul, I'm going to retire. You may be changing your life emphasis, but there's still things that you have in mind to do that now seems the right time to do. I really don't believe in retiring as long as you have breath." Ruby Dee, we thank you and Ossie Davis for your tireless work as artists and civil rights activists. Well, I hope you enjoyed that segment and that information that was shared. But I've been thinking, it's been a while since I had a little fireside chat with you, so I'm going to take this moment to do so. No script. It's a bit off the cuff, but it's relevant nonetheless. And it has to do with fear. In particularly, your fear. Fear is the kind of thing that immobilizes, that keeps us from advancing, that keeps us from moving forward. Fear keeps us from seeing the best. It keeps us from seeing the best that's inside of us. It also keeps us from bringing our very best to make a difference in the world in which we live. Fear is a deadly thing. Fear is a robber of dreams. Have you ever been so afraid that you couldn't speak? Have you ever been so afraid that you didn't dare to move? Have you ever been afraid of someone's opinion, that you didn't share something that was important to you? Your thoughts and your ideas matter. And have you ever had an idea in your head that you wanted to create, that you wanted to bring to reality, but you were just too afraid and you thought people would laugh, or you wanted to do something and you thought, everyone's going to laugh at me? And then you saw somebody do the exact thing that was in your head, and you heard the applause, and this person's on TV and they're being interviewed about the same idea you had in your head. As I said before, fear will rob you. Let me ask you this one question, and you may even want to ask yourself this question. What is holding you back? You see, the clock is ticking on every single one of us. We all have the same amount of hours in a day. It doesn't change for anyone. But what's holding you back? The bakery that you wanted to open. That cafe. You haven't even tried. You haven't even wrote down your ideas. They're just running around in your head, and you go to these coffee shops and think of how much better you would do it. And perhaps you would, but you'll never know until you put your shoes on, until you put in the work to make your dreams reality, to put in the blood, sweat, and tears that is required. Because let me be honest with you, living your dreams, bringing them to fruition, is not an easy task. There is no free lunch. There's no strolling to your goal. If you're going to live your highest dreams and become the person that you dream of, it will be through sweat, and it will be through tears and toil. I know sometimes people try to make it sound like it was so easy for them to make their dreams a reality. They just did A, B, and C, and there it was. And let me tell you something, don't you ever believe that. It's going to require effort. See, the dreaming is the fun part. It's kind of like a blueprint. Blueprint, you know, everything is down on paper and it looks so fantastic, and all the arrows and the rooms and where this is going to be and where that's going to be. But buildings don't stop at the blueprint stage. Once that blueprint's done, it's time to go to work. Time to put on the hard hats. But that's where your passion comes in. And that's why your passion is important, because your passion is the fire that will keep your dreams going. It will keep you going when everything seems so tedious and things aren't going the way you anticipated. Whatever you do, don't be held back by other people's opinions. Remember, nobody ever built a statue to a skeptic. You have a dream that's worthwhile. At the very least, it's worth trying to see if you can bring it to pass. Because you know what? You might start building and you might discover, you know what? This isn't the dream that I thought that I wanted. And at that moment, you are free to dream a new dream. But don't be held back because you think it's hard. Some things are hard, but so what? You can do it hard. And some things aren't hard. Some things simply require effort, and they require a certain amount of diligence on your part. But whatever you do, make sure that you don't just leave your dreams in your head. I want you to have the courage. I want you to have the tenacity. I want you to do whatever it takes to bring your dreams to fruition, so that you're not haunted late at night by the call of unfulfilled dreams. You see, what people don't tell you is sometimes all you gotta do is start, and the help begins to show up. Unexpected help begins to materialize simply because you started. There's an old proverb that says the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Sometimes that's all you got to do is take that first step. Maybe people talked about you. Maybe people called you stupid. Maybe they said your idea was stupid. Maybe they said it can't be done without capital. Maybe they told you that you need a loan from the bank and you need a business plan and you need this and you need that. Sometimes all you need to do is start. There's another saying that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Don't be afraid of hard work. I heard it said that the problem with opportunity for some people is that it is dressed up in overalls and it looks like work. If you are afraid to work, then you can forget about your dreams. Sometimes it's hard to start, but you have got to push yourself up off of the couch and begin to walk toward the fulfillment and the starting, the initiation of your dreams. Turn the ignition and start the vehicle of your dreams. And begin to move in that direction. Sometimes you have to close out the voices, the naysayers, the haters, the people that say it can't be done, And everybody says it can't be done until it is. Everything seems impossible until someone breaks the record, and that person can be you. You can live the satisfaction that you dream of. It can be yours. But you have to turn the key. You never know. That's the beauty of life, the mystery of life, the way things come together. You never know what'll happen if you simply start. If you just start walking. I hope this is helpful to someone. Because I know what it is to be held back by circumstances and situations. And some of you have other types of situations that have nothing to do with people holding you back. You have circumstances that hold you back. And they're legitimate circumstances. I'm not saying that these circumstances, even the people that say things to us, I'm not saying that's not significant. I'm not saying it doesn't have impact. What I am saying is that you have more strength than you realize. And remember this, you didn't choose your dream. The truth of the matter is, your dream chose you. The question is this, my friend. What are you going to do? I suggest to you, my friends, that the joy that you seek is in the sweat and tears of fulfilling your dreams. There's nothing more satisfying than the ache of putting in the final brick that is the fulfillment of your dream. There is no sleep more satisfying than the tired bones of a man or woman who has given it all they have to give. And then their dream starts to take care of them. So don't just sit there on the couch. Don't just sit there watching other people live their dreams on television and these award shows and all of this. Ask yourself this question. What if my dream could change the world in a wonderful way? You'll never know until you start. Thank you for tuning into The Spectrum with Bob Ivory, my friends. You go out there and have a fantastic life on purpose. And you know, I mean that.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.